This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. There is a gentle smile on Lincoln's face, and his eyes seem fixed on some far horizon. This quote from the University of Oklahoma Book of All Known Photographs of Lincoln refers to his last image, taken on April 10, 1865, 4 days before he is shot. The editors note the yonder look in Lincoln's eyes, so central to his spiritual being. Lincoln's eyes, everyone's eyes, really are windows to the soul and the true spirit of a person. There is a change in Lincoln's eyes from his first photograph in 1846 to this last, 19 years later. In the earlier one, we see a 37-year-old lawyer in his first pose as a U.S. congressman. His eyes shine like hard diamonds, cold, brilliant, sharply cut. He is Hawkeye. He can spot anything. You'd want him on your legal team, your sports team, your side in battle. In his last photograph, his eyes are partly shrouded. He sees out from half darkness, and the light around his visible eyes diffuse, a fog light, an intermittent lighthouse light, flickering, maybe to go out. Now, we believe that we can see the truth of someone in their eyes. Lincoln can be our test case for seeing a person's spirit, their very life energy in their eyes. But there are other test cases that can educate us about this elusive definition of spiritual life energy. For example, we all see in the local papers the sad and sorrowful police blotter mugshots of arrested people. We see someone in a very dispirited low point in their life. But there can be a completely different spirit in police blotter mugshots if the people are full of spirit, not depleted. And there is such a page of photographs of young civil rights workers arrested in Jackson, Mississippi in the 1960s. In a new book called The Promise and the Dream about Martin Luther King Jr. and Bobby Kennedy, there is a page of 20 photographs, like a page of postage stamps, where all eyes are full of both promise and dream. The energy of these young freedom riders' eyes leaps off the page as they stare in proud determination to end the evil of segregation. Even wearing little black placards from the police department of Jackson, Mississippi. In this vital book by David Margalek, we see the faces and the eyes of young men, young women, black women, white men, all young and all full of spiritual energy, peaceful, somber, slightly smiling, brilliant. Their eyes drill back into the police camera and into the black hole of racial injustice. As we see in Lincoln's eyes, whether fully engaged in his moral purposes or loosely releasing into a soft focus of a horizon, the yonder shore of his life rapidly approaching. When looking at the spiritual life of Lincoln, we end up seeing something about our own spiritual life. Such of the engagement of the spirit is what Martin Buber called the I-thou relationship. Even Captain Ahab, the malignant narcissist in the novel Moby Dick, seems to long for a spiritual light in another person's eyes. Near his end, he called his first mate, Starbuck, asking to look into his, Starbuck's, eyes, saying, "Close, stand close to me, Starbuck. Let me look into a human eye. It is better than to gaze into sea or sky, better than to gaze upon God." So in finding an image of Lincoln and looking into his eyes, we can find a light to light us down in honor, even to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.